So, I'm afraid I don't know very much about university development in other parts of the world, but I suspect that because most parts of the world have at one point or another in the last few hundred years been the victims of Western imperialism, that the universities that you have in those countries are pretty much along this kind of Western model. The access to them is restricted, it's controlled, and that the people who go there belong to a minority. Would you agree with that statement? Yeah? It's not open to anybody to go to university. Anyway, that's something for you to think about. So, control of knowledge and access. Let's talk briefly about one of the first technological revolutions. That's the impact of the printed book. I want to draw a parallel, you can tell where this is going, can't you, between the impact of the printed book, which got us away from the kind of handwritten manuscript books and led to all kinds of improvements in the transmission and reception of knowledge. I want to draw a parallel between that and what happens with technology in universities today. The printed book, you will know, I hope, was first established by Gutenberg in 1454 in the Common Era. That's just a date for you. But of course, books were, until very recently, hugely expensive. And only rich people, only members of the elite, the minority, could afford to buy books and get that expert knowledge. And universities would often control access to those books. Okay? So it remained the prerogative of a privileged minority. Then we have the development of industrial society. I'm going through a very rapid survey of world history now, so you'll just have to hold on for the ride. The Industrial Revolution, the thing that brought us electricity, steam, iron, you know, all the rest of it, required a more numerate and more literate population to service it, all right? So we begin to see the expansion of higher education to provide the skilled workforce that you need to manage a power station, a railway system, etc. And this has led to the expansion of universities, the number of universities that there were. So here in this country, up until the middle of the 19th century, there were about 10 universities. Today, there are about 250, right? So you can see that we've had to open the gates of the university to a much wider audience in order to provide the skills that a modern technological industrial society demands. And indeed, in some countries, like in the United States and Australia and Canada, you'll be able to think in a minute what characterizes those countries in common. In some countries, they couldn't build universities fast enough to keep up with the demand. So they developed what we call distance education. That is to say, they would send out the learning materials to the students who lived in the outback in Australia or who lived out in the far west of the United States as the United States expanded westwards from the East Coast settlements where it had first been colonized by the white people. And distance learning has continued to grow throughout the 20th century. Indeed, Center for Applied Language Studies here at Reading University has a very well-known distance education course where the materials are posted out to the students. I saw them just on the table as I was walking down here this morning, right? And so that was the beginning of a kind of the, not the beginning of the end necessarily, but the beginning of a change to the traditional campus-based university education, right? So instead of you, the student, having to go to the university to learn, now the university is sending you the materials and saying, okay, you can learn this on your own, which is quite a different model than the one that had prevailed hitherto. So now we've entered another phase. I've already described the need for lifelong learning in modern technological societies, and that has brought the demand for much more flexible learning. So learning at your convenience, at your own pace, in your own time, okay? This is what we sometimes call any time, any place, any pace learning. Any time, any place, any pace, all right? You can learn where you want, when you want, and how you want. So